The National Sierra Club and the Conservancy of Southwest Florida had petitioned for panther habitat to be protected. Eric Huber is a senior staff attorney with the Sierra Club.
This action that has been taken by this group, this coalition of five environmental organizations, and the action is the filing of a federal lawsuit in Fort Myers, which is, of course, the last stand, the critical habitat for the Florida panther. Now, the reason we're taking this action is because there are less than 100 panthers left in the wild, all down in this area. And the reason they are endangered and in danger of extinction is because of habitat loss, and that is habitat degradation, habitat fragmentation. And now they have the added threat of global warming or climate change.
Carl Pope, executive director of the Sierra Club, called the failure to designate the critical habitat a scandal and said it is clear the Florida panther will become extinct unless immediate steps are taken to protect its last remaining habitat.
There are very few other endangered species in North America for which the biology is as well understood. There are very few other endangered species in North America without critical habitat for which the importance of getting additional layers of federal review is more clear. And there is no mammal in North America for which the urgency is as great. This cat, the last of the great top of the food chain eastern wildlife species that remains, is at the edge of being pushed over the edge into extinction. Panthers and traffic do not mix. That should not surprise anybody. If we continue to fragment the habitat of this species in South Florida, it will have no place, literally no place, left to go.
During a press conference in Sarasota this morning, the Sierra Club's president, Allison Shin, said their national organization's meeting here was timely, with it taking place so soon after a panther sighting at the Carlton Reserve.
The last year, 17 panthers were killed, 17 out of the 24, and these were killed by traffic. That's not normal habitat for the panther. So we look forward to working with the Conservancy to really challenge the Fish and Wildlife Service to take the responsible action for restoring this habitat to the panther.
Panther habitat lies within the Carlton Reserve and north of the Caloosahatchee River. Carlton and two adjacent areas are required to maintain even a critically low panther population. The last panther was sighted in the reserve in 2001. Debbie Blanco held a plaster cast of a paw print from a panther sighting earlier this month.
On February 5th, 6 o'clock in the evening, I got a call from Stephanie Green. She's the local Southwest Florida Water Management District land manager. And unfortunately, I just pulled the battery out of my cell phone and she couldn't reach me. When she eventually reached me, she explained how she had just spotted this cat as she was driving through the Carlton Reserve and had a very clear shot of it. It sat turned broadside to her so she could see the long tail, the tawny body, large size, no spots, and then sat down in the middle of the road and stared at her. And then as she was fumbling for cell phones, binoculars, and cameras all at the same time, it then proceeded to stand up in one leap, and it was gone over the ditch. A few minutes later, some feral hogs that had been on the road had disappeared into the same hammock that the panther had disappeared into, and about 5 minutes after the panther disappeared in the hammock, she heard the unmistakable screaming of a hog, so I have a feeling he had dinner that night.
And, volunteers at the Carlton Reserve will continue to monitor the five video cameras, which record animal activity, hoping for another peek at the endangered cat as the lawsuit unfolds. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Virginia Hoffman.